Welcome to Scoop and Trudy. This is bad. I can't hear myself. I don't like these headphones. So, welcome to the Scoop and Trudy Thanksgiving show.
Yeah.
So, because Thanksgiving is what we consider a holiday, a holy day, as one may say, a day of giving thanks, we all decided that we didn't want to leave you showless, so we came in a couple of days early. To yep. make sure that we had a Scoop
a happy
and Trudy
day.
Show.
Yeah.
And so
a good day for Thanksgiving and being able to still wish you Thanksgiving greetings and mm-hmm. a happy day with your families and friends. And, you know, it's just so wonderful this week. It's a great week because I have a birthday coming up this week, too. So, I mean, it's a good week for me. Mm-hmm. And then to be next to you, it's even better.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. So let's do that thing. Thursday was the worst day ever. It was the snowy and messiest
miserable.
and many cars on the street day. I've never seen that many cars out in my entire life. And I was stuck in traffic getting here, and I was stuck in traffic getting home. And you know what was so funny? I felt crazy. I left here, and it took me an hour and a half to get back my little 5 minutes to my house. And
that was the day you did the whole show by yourself.
I didn't do the whole show by myself.
Yes, you did.
You cut in at like at 15 minutes.
That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't do it by myself. But that day, it was so bad outside. I mean, it was crazy. I'm driving home, and you're making kind of, like, you just, like, not make
you
following.
Have to be very
careful. You're not following any of the rules because people were being mean and cruel and weren't letting you in. And it was just horrible. So I ended up in a situation where I, instead of merging and trying to get into traffic because people were not letting you in, I went, like, into another lane and made, like, a double turn lane on a single block. And this lady rolls her window down and she's like, "This is not, you're in the wrong lane." And I said, "Miss."
She was approaching the wrong person, too.
But I said, "Miss, there are no rules today. There are no rules. People are doing whatever. And I got my kid in the car, and I got to get home."
She flipped you the bird?
No. So then she was mad. So then, you know, I'm this nice person.
Yes, you are.
And I sat behind her, and I'm like, okay, so two start cars above her is this bus. And the bus breaks down. So I'm like, okay, we're not moving. Let me get over into the other lane. So I get over to the other lane because, you know, I have a Napoleon complex since I'm only 5 foot nothing. Then I'm like, I need to see why we're not moving. So then I see that the bus is sitting there. Nothing is in front of the bus. We're not moving. So I do the nice thing and I roll my window down and I say to this lady who was really just mean to me, "Miss, the cars aren't moving. The bus is broken down." So then she was really nasty to
then
me.
Then she flipped you the bird.
Was your daughter in the car with you?
Yes. So you know
daughter.
What? I said, "You just a stubborn, mean old lady."
Daughter.
Not that when the baby was there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, "You just a mean old lady." My daughter. And I thought to myself, because I was like, as I'm driving, I was like, "That was very nice of you. You didn't curse her out. You didn't say the B word. You didn't say nothing. You didn't flip out at all, because normally I'm flipping."
Yes.
But I was like, okay, all right.
And above all of that, you
I made
it.
And then
thing.
I was home in 5 minutes after the whole bus scenario and all of that. Right. I was like, I'm not upset that I brodied and got in front of you. I'm not upset. I'm making it home before you.
So
then,
the next day, safely.
The next day, we're back in traffic again at the same spot. And my baby said, "That mean old lady should still be sitting here." I was like, what the heck?
See the kind of example that you're setting?
Yes.
It would have been a bad example if I would have cursed.
You don't curse.
It was just one of those days where I'm sure people were cursing and angry and upset all over the place because that's how many cars were on the road.
Right.
So, since you don't cook.
I do cook.
No, I didn't finish. Since you don't cook on Thanksgiving Day,
mm-hmm.
I invited myself to your house for the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to have to eat?
Oh, we're going
leftovers?
Yeah. Well, I cook for Thanksgiving. I just don't eat at home.
Oh, okay. Neither do I.
No, I go to my family's house.
I usually go, well, I don't have family, but I have family. Mm-hmm. You know, I have all the people out there, my family. So someone always ends up inviting me, but what are we going to have when I come to your house?
The same thing that you probably have on Thursday, turkey.
Leftovers?
And, yeah.
Turkey
stuffing. Like, it's still Thanksgiving. It's just that we don't eat our food at home on Thursday.
Okay, I understand
So we're able
that.
To eat it Friday.
Yeah.
That's it. Nothing different.
Well, I thank you for that invitation. I will be there with bells on, and we will certainly have a grand time because this is a grand week for me, the day after Thanksgiving.
I know. It's
is
your
my birthday. So
yeah,
I've got a lot of good plans for that. And the end of this month is also my party month.
Uh-oh.
And we're having a celebration at the Philly Cam Studios, and we're inviting all our family out there to come by and at least say hello. You don't have to stay, but just drop in and let me know that you're here and that you're with me as you've always been for these last, well, let's see, when did I really start with Philly Cam? When did I start? Do you remember?
I don't know.
It was back in the...
When they started.
Yeah, it's been in the 20s, but it was at the beginning.
1920, Miss Trudy?
No, not that far back.
<You know.
laughs> I mean, not that far back. But in the 2017.
Right. Okay.
2017.
No, it's been 20 years. It's been a minute.
Yeah. It's been a minute. And I've had a wonderful time with Philly Cam and with all the friends out there. And we certainly want you to come by and say hello. And that's going to be on Friday, November the 30th.
Yes.
And going to be at Philly Cam Studios from 4 to 7. And I hope everyone will just kind of come in. I'd like to say thank you for these wonderful years. And, of course, we want to thank Philly Cam. So we'll be there having a great time. And now I'm inviting you.
To your party.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you for the
invite. We're looking forward to it. And bring all your children.
All right. So do we have time to do the Thanksgiving thing? So last week when I was by myself on the radio show, you see how I stopped.
I'll never hear the end of that.
You see how I stopped while I was by myself on the show.
You held
I spoke about, you know, that time, those times and on Thanksgiving Day when everybody is put in a situation where it's awkward, that awkward situation where you go around the table and everybody asks you, what is it that you're thankful for?
Oh, God.
And you have to express, you know, and like I said, hopefully you hadn't just fought with your husband and your family and you wasn't liking them too much because I'll be like, I'm not thankful for y'all. But, but for the most part, you get to say what it is you're thankful for. So with that said, I'm going to go last since I'm making us do this.
Oh, you want me to know?
Yes, I want you and I want all of us to take a minute to express in 2018 for Thanksgiving. What is it that you're thankful for?
That I'm here, that I'm sitting next to you.
Oh, you taking it easy.
And that we have our shorty over there and your oldest daughter and my husband is here. And I'm just thankful for this kind of a surrounding on my almost 92nd birthday.
Uh-oh.
I'm
all
glad
right.
to be alive, baby.
Shorty, you're not free on this one. You got to go. You know I love to take you out of your comfort
zone. You got me
out
of my comfort zone right now.
I love to do that.
I'm thankful for...
You better be thankful for knowing us.
I got... Yes, that's what I'm thankful for. You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for we're about to go to commercial break.
Oh, you're going to take a cop out. Really?
Don't miss Kulu Mele African Dance and Drum Ensemble, live on stage at the Kurtz Center for the Performing Arts in West Philadelphia. For one performance only, Saturday, December 1st. Internationally renowned Kulu Mele performs a high-energy, highly entertaining show of African dance and drumming for the whole family. Tickets are on sale now at danceboxoffice.com. That's danceboxoffice.com. Show your pride and celebrate African culture with Kulu Mele. Tickets at danceboxoffice.com. Kulu Mele at danceboxoffice.com.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library!
On Jones' house.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Shorty, we're back. You didn't get away like you thought you did. You took a cop out. I'm not letting it go.
All right, tell you what.
I'm not letting it go.
I'm thankful for a chance to get it right, to make history, to become all that I've always thought that I could be. And this is my chance to do it. So.
And yours, madam?
Wow, I'm stuck with the chances of getting it right. So I have so much to be thankful for. And I look at my life and I see a year ago today, I was dealing with some of the probably most, I'm not going to say because I've lost my parents, so a parent, but I'm dealing with Mr. Driver and losing, the scoop man himself and having to take over the paper. But I'm thankful that God has blessed me to have my eyes open. I am wide awake and I'm able to look at people and things and see the good and see the bad and be able to help make a difference. So I'm thankful for being put in a position where I can make a difference, and I do make a difference.
I see where you have another startling and very inviting cover.
Look at those babies.
Scoop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that that you have in here is how these people on the front cover are giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of a story that I heard this week about a young man who became a rapper. And now that he is a success, he wants to give his earnings back to the schools where he lives in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to take those earnings and restore art and music in all of the high schools in his town.
He's awesome.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, since they took the arts and the music out of school.
What's his name?
Now you would catch me on that, but it's Garfield High. His name is Ben Haggerty.
Okay.
We don't know him.
Okay.
But he's a guy who's become a rapper, a successful one, and he's going to use his savings to instill it in the school system. You know, and I feel very badly that a lot of our schools have been, arts and music classes have been taken from the schools, because that's sort of rounding out your personality, those courses. And we don't get much of it in the schools anymore. So I hope that that will be a lesson, not only a lesson, but something that other schools can follow and other entertainers can follow who make good money.
I was blessed enough to go to a conference, a meeting at Community, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And the topic was the music and the impact that it has on our youth, and how in different schools, minority neighborhoods where music has been taken out, the loss that we've suffered there, while in prosperous areas where you have, you know, children who actually do have it, and good school systems who still have the music classes and those different, that curricula, the impact that it does for them, because it does allow for you to have that outlet.
Not only an outlet, mm-hmm. but it's an outlet for expression too.
It's another method of sharing your voice and learning to communicate on a different level. And by not having that, we've of course narrowed our scope,
mm-hmm.
and limited our youth, you know. And some of the things that I know that for a fact that we had as growing up that they don't have now. That they don't have now. And you can just see the difference that in our children and what it is that it's done to them.
You know, what kind of games did the people play on Thanksgiving? I can remember after dinner we'd all sit around and play checkers and
Pretty much everybody.
Scrabble.
We watch movies and family talks. My family has this thing that no matter what event it is, we all end up at the kitchen table laughing, gossiping, talking old stories, watching old videos, because there's still that VHS tape somewhere of my mother-in-law. And like, it's just so much fun.
We all just go
back in history and enjoy being together.
I hope our listeners are able to do that, too. So many times you finish something so quickly because it's all on your tablet or your mm-hmm. phone, and you don't get a chance to really converse with each other.
Yeah, so. Well, the good thing is that you're supposed to put those down.
I know if you had it in your hand.
I know. That's why I was able to illustrate.
I'm teasing her, folks.
That's why I'm supposed to, I can illustrate what you're supposed to do. You put those down when you have family around. It's quite disrespectful to be there on your phone, unless it's that quiet time when everybody ends up being on their phone. But for the most part, when we do family time, we do family time.
You know, I'm just remembering, too, about things that I always like, the turkey and mm-hmm. the stuffing or dressing, as some people call it. But there were things that I really didn't like that came up on Thanksgiving, like boiled onions for some reason, boiled onions.
I could never even imagine that.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
Cream boiled onions.
Yeah. I just hated that. That was a dish my grandmother.
Oh, yeah. I understand why you hated that.
Yeah. And what some of the other, anything that you didn't like?
I'm not a big eater to begin with. See, I can eat some turkey and gravy and some roast beef and macaroni,
cheating.
And I'm fine.
And get the sweet potato pie. Huh?
I'm fine.
But anyway.
More than anything, I love greens and string beans, so I can eat those all day.
Oh, that's good. And you look good, too, in it. You look good for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. So, other than that, what else do we have coming up?
So, other than that, pretty much this week, for the most part, we're dealing with everybody going around and working and feeding people. So, do we have our caller coming on the phone?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned about the time.
Yeah.
Time for our caller?
Yeah, so we have on the phone a special caller today, David from Kulumile. He's there in town on December the 1st. So he wanted to come on and try to help me understand. I haven't been able to go to a show yet. This is going to be my first time. So, David,
hi,
are
Sheree.
You there? Hi.
I am.
How are you? Say hi to Miss Trudy.
Hey, David.
Hi, Miss Trudy.
Hi, Mr. David.
So we're sitting here and we're talking about our show and Thanksgiving, of course. And before you get to explain anything about your show, I'm going to put you on the spot, too. You need to tell me, because it is Thanksgiving, what is it that you're thankful for this year, this 2018 Thanksgiving?
Oh, what?
I got you. It's a wonderful thing. You make people so awkward with that question.
Well, I guess people just feel
good. I'm going to say I'm really sincerely thankful to the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, which has awarded Kulumele the largest grant we've ever received in our history.
Okay.
And that is to help us commemorate our 50th anniversary next fall.
Whoa, congratulations.
Yeah. We were just talking
Thank
about
you.
Our
congratulations. That is awesome. I was not expecting that. See, I put you on the spot and you really gave me something back. So,
so what will all of this offer to the community? What does that mean to the community? Yes.
It's going to mean that we are going to summarize and celebrate 50 years of Kulumele, of contributing to a high quality of life for all Philadelphians, for presenting great and rich entertainment coming out of West Africa, and also African-American communities in Philadelphia and all over the country, which by that I mean hip-hop specifically, mm-hmm. which comes from West African traditions.
Okay.
It also means we're celebrating 50 years of arts justice, of training artists, of training children, and providing phenomenal opportunities for arts education in the Philadelphia schools that serve financially disadvantaged families.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
So now that you've had a chance to tell us all about your Pew Award, and that's awesome. I can't wait to see 50 years for you guys. Tell us about Kulumele. Tell me what I'm going to see on December 1st, because I've never been to a show, and I need. Can you help me? Tell us.
You bet I can.
Tell us what people are going to see, so that we can.
So
get ready for it.
Exactly.
As part of the Pew Project, we took 19 company members to Santiago de Cuba in September in order to train with one of the most famous Afro-Cuban dance companies in the world. And we were there for 8 days because the 50th anniversary project is going to be an Afro-Cuban work.
Okay.
So therefore, this year, the first half of the show is going to be devoted also to Afro-Cuban works.
Okay.
Including some pieces about Oya and Oshun, Ogun, some of the wonderful Orishas from the Yoruba traditions. And then the second half will be West African works from Guinea, from Senegal, from Mali. There are two drumming interludes during the show. And there are, as always, there will be a spectacular hip-hop work as well.
Okay.
Everything Kulu Mele does is family-friendly and appropriate for all ages.
Okay.
And for all cultures.
So, David, we have to go for a break right now. Can we come back in a few minutes? You can give me some more info.
I would
info?
Love that.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't miss Kulu Mele African Dance and Drum Ensemble, live on stage at the Kurtz Center for the Performing Arts in West Philadelphia for one performance only, Saturday, December 1st. Internationally renowned Kulu Mele performs a high-energy, highly entertaining show of African dance and drumming for the whole family. Tickets are on sale now at danceboxoffice.com. That's danceboxoffice.com. Show your pride and celebrate African culture with Kulu Mele. Tickets at danceboxoffice.com. Kulu Mele at danceboxoffice.com.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
David, are you still there?
I sure am.
So we're back. So can you help us? So finish explaining to us exactly what we're going to see. So, I guess we can let people know.
It's West African dance and drumming, mm-hmm. Afro-Cuban dance and drumming, and hip-hop. It is energetic. It is a gorgeous cast of dancers and drummers who love to perform and love audiences, and they express their joy on stage as they present various cultures from Africa and from the United States.
Okay.
Sounds like it's going to be high energy.
We all need to go peep that out.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So, with that said, we want to thank you for coming. And you know what? I have to thank you because you were stuck in that traffic trying to get here to be with me last Thursday. So, like, David was in the mess along with me, but in a different car in a different area trying to make it here.
Not with that lady at all.
So,
Just tell everybody?
Yes.
The Kurtz Center, K-U-R-T-Z, 3000 West Schoolhouse Lane, Saturday, December 1st, 7 p.m.
Oh, I'm glad.
And you can actually see David's ad on ScoopUSAMedia.com, and it's also in this week's paper. It's been in the paper all month, so you can look there, and he'll have more information this week. So thank you, David. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you both.
So,
break?
Yeah, no, we have one last thing to do.
Oh, we have a special something.
Yeah, we do.
So, you think you're going to get away without saying Happy Thanksgiving to us?
Happy Thanksgiving to great show.
And tell us what you're thankful for.
So I'm thankful for you guys, for making the show, you know, pretty good, something I look forward to every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Thankful for the guy from TD Bank for reopening my bank account after it was shut down. It's a joke, but I told the guy I would say that. So,
And we are thankful for you, my friend.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yes.
This is awesome. Happy birthday. No, Brett, this is both of us.
I figured it's
a chocolate icing on one side and a vanilla icing on the other side.
I love it.
And you can take a choice of one of the two. And I get the other half.
You pick whatever you want.
Okay. Happy birthday to you, people.
Even though we both have November 23rd birthdays,
sure
you were born
do.
Before me, so you get the first choice.
Okay. And ladies before gentlemen.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All of that, too. Okay. So, happy birthday and have a wonderful time and a wonderful
day. So this
day.
Is what Thanksgiving is like when you have people in your family who had birthdays around that day. Oh, gosh.
So happy Thanksgiving, folks. I guess we'll see you... Next week, right?
Yeah.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you.